Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Winston City Council, September 5th, 2023, 7 p.m.
Councilor Anderson.
Here.
Councilor Hobson.
Here.
And I'm here as well. Adjustments to the agenda?
Yes, Your Honor. We are going to remove item 7A2, that's mobile sharpening. We're going to take that off for a business license.
Okay. Okay, consent agenda. We got council meetings to approve from the 7th of August and the 21st of August. Motion to approve?
I so move.
Have a motion looking for a second?
Second.
All right. Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same
aye.
Sign? Thank you. Motion carries. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to speak to Council? Seeing none, thank you very much. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Department reports. Mr. Sherlock.
Yes.
And by the way, thank you very much for the tour of your facility. That was,
yes,
I enjoyed
nice
that.
Yes, nice to have you out. Anyone here will come out anytime. Quite the tour. Preferably before it starts raining.
Yeah, I can imagine that would be difficult.
Yeah. So I just want to go over a couple things that we have going on at the plant, both of which are going to be in the next year or two in terms of budget items. So currently we're cleaning our digester number 2, taking it offline, pumping it out. We're down to the point where we're at the cone in the bottom, which is full of grit. So I don't know if we're going to get it completely cleaned out this year before the rain's come, but we're going to try. one thing before it's all cleaned out that we can see is that the liner in the roof has failed. So we don't know how extensive the damage is on the concrete roof. It will more than likely require engineers to come in and assess it, and then if it's all good, then we'll have it media blasted and coated. This was done on the other digester 2016, and it was about $200,000 by the time everything was done. So that was engineering costs, that was of course the media blasting, coating, scaffolding, because it's a tall structure inside, and it's scaffolding up to the ceiling. So.
Excuse me, Sherlock, did I hear you say that a digester was $220,000?
In 2016, when we did Digester 1, it was $200,000, roughly, to coat that
that's
roof.
Over, and that's what we're replacing?
We'd be repairing the roof structure on Digester 2.
Okay. I just couldn't quite hear. Sorry.
Nope, you're good. Another item. This was kind of unexpected. The plant's PLCs are old and outdated. We knew they were old and outdated. We planned ahead by buying an abundant amount of spare parts. The problem that we're running into is we don't have anyone left to program these PLCs. So they've either retired, gone to different jobs, or died.
Could you please explain what you're talking about specifically, what that equipment does?
So a PLC is a programmable logic is what basically runs the entire plant. So they're all little tiny computers throughout the plant, and they tell pumps when to turn on and off, dosing pumps when to turn on and off, blowers, etc. So they're imperative to making the plant run. We have enough spare parts to make this old infrastructure run. There's no one left out there to program it. So one person in the state currently. One and a half. There's a guy that kind of knows.
Don't get him.
Well, unfortunately, the guy that knows is the owner of the company, and he's not always available. So the guy that kind of knows is, he works with the company. So, I'm going to have a meeting with him in January. We're going to go over options. It's not, the cost of the hardware is expensive, but that's not the major cost. The cost is to have the guy sitting there programming for 3 months at $1,300 a day. That's the cost. So,
Are you saying would it be less expensive then to replace the whole system?
One of the options we're going to look at is if we can do it in phases, but those are so old that they don't communicate well with others.
Oh.
So, there might be some ways around that. In the long run, it would be more expensive because you're going to have to buy the equipment to communicate the two.
Right.
But it might be an easier pill to swallow. So,
okay.
Those are what I have. All good news.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. You come so rarely and then offered this, this wisdom for us.
I try.
I know. Any questions for Mr. Sherlock? Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you being here. Andy Howe, Public Works.
Good evening, Dave. Glad you're able to join in tonight. This is Andy. So just a couple items. We started on our sewer access road off Rockway. That's pretty exciting for us to be able to access that sewer main that we've not been able to get to for years and years and years. So being able to get to that with the road punched in will be awesome. Looking forward to that one, to actually be able to flush that, maintain that, get our camera in there to actually inspect that sewer main. We're hoping, weather related, we get that pretty much wrapped up this year. Once we get it rocked in there, we'll be up about 6 inches above the existing ground level there, give or take a little bit, so we'll be able to get in there. Primarily, we're looking at just summer access, but in the winter, if we need to get in there, it's there. So, the other thing I just wanted to share with our IT, Isaac, who does our IT, has completely gone through the community center. We've dealt with the community center for years. It's another one of our large buildings, of course, that has, we have communication issues up there. He's actually gone through and replaced all the switches, cleaned everything up. He's got new Wi-Fi for the seniors, different setup, so everything's gonna be labeled, marked now. Prior to that, we really didn't know how the system was laid out years ago and was built. The tags and stuff have been removed and gone, so there's no way to track room A and 122B to where it went on the switch panel, so we just throw kind of darts at it. So he's been working on that one. That looks really good, did a good job. And then we're also going to be, we came in about almost $3,000 budget, so we're going to use that extra funds to do update some cameras and DVR up there once again. The cameras were placed years ago, and we have different areas that we can't see the building. So we have, like, for example, there's one camera in the grand room. In the back wall, this gives you this very limited view. Then when we close the walls off, you don't see anything. So we're gonna have another camera, so we have cameras on the ground separated out. We'll have some hallway monitoring. So have a little better feel. Some of the cameras you can actually see. The cameras are real fuzzy. Even if you do see something, you really normally can't make them out. Just got to alert. So just kind of want to share that, moving forward on that. I'll be off for training next week, just up in Florence for a week. Just want to pass on just for general information. But other than that, just a quick update.
Tough duty training in Florence.
Yeah, that should be tough.
What are you training on, boogie boarding or what?
Actually, I think it's a blackjack lesson.
You know, I did that years ago with the kids. I said, here, I'll show you how to do this, and it didn't work out so well.
Hey, Andy, how is the Avista gas line replacement coming along?
You know, that's coming. We got our last permit, Dave. I was waiting for you to ask that one. But we've got our last permit from Casey, so I don't suspect we'll be hearing from those folks for a while. This project is winding down. I suspect it is September, and it'll be the normal Avista projects there going forward, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy, I have one other question. If you have any extra, I went through the building and the stage there, mm-hmm. and we talked about things there where you have anything to, so that you don't have so much work with that big fence, taking it up and down. Will you have any money to do this?
You know something? That was something that we would love to do that. We don't have any funds for that now, but that may be something to entertain, because they are definitely the heavy stuff.
Right. They're
awkward and heavy. But that would be...
Yeah, because I didn't realize you had to do it.
Yeah. You got to take it down, put them up,
yeah.
hang everything up. Very labor intensive, very time consuming. Everything's old and heavy, so including the equipment.
If you have any questions for Andy. Thank you, sir. Community Development, Mr. McIntosh, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So something real quick for you. As some of you may know, we've been engaging in an internal research project looking primarily up at the Pepsi plant and the city limit line and the condition of the urban growth boundary. I'm not sure if the two of you have been roped in. So essentially the idea is that the entirety of the area has been built out. Our urban growth boundary has essentially been exhausted, so we've been looking at options for annexation. We've checked with our city attorney to try to gauge what the options are for annexation. There's 31 properties total, 12 of them are already in the city limits, the remaining 19 are not in, including the Pepsi plant. So looking at that, obviously it doesn't meet the island requirements, so those properties have to be surrounded fully or entirely by the city limit line. Doesn't qualify there. The only other option would be that 51% or more of the electors come in by consent, and the entire territory can come in, but they would have to do it by their own volition. One thing that we do want to note on this is Hellwig Road, Barn Street, Cola Street, and portions of Pepsi Road and Winston Section Road would all come in too. So you are essentially taking into your inventory streets that are in pretty significant disrepair. So I will send an email on this with kind of some visual aids for you, but at this time staff can say that it's probably not in the best interest of the city to pursue an annexation process in that portion of the city.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, sir?
Nope.
Along that urban growth boundary line, do we still need to get up and talk to the Safari about moving them out of the urban growth boundary?
Yes, and they have our previous conversations. They've been receptive. Of course, talking with Dan Van Slyke. One of the things that's going to help proceed that is taking a hard look at our commercial and industrial stock. And one of the things that's on the agenda later in the meeting is the authorization to move forward with the economic opportunities analysis. That, along with our housing needs analysis, will really help inform what our amendment package should look like.
Perfect.
So we're kind of laying the groundwork, and then approaching them will be a forthcoming action.
Thank you. Anything else for Thomas? Thank you, Thomas. Mr. Bauer, please. City Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, and members of the audience, and Dave, happy to have you back. So,
well, I'm glad to be back, almost.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see you live here, not before too much longer.
Okay, in that case, I'll be willing to sign an autograph for a fee.
Great. Well, I want to say that last week, we spent a great deal of time working on a personnel issue that we were able to resolve. So that looks like it is behind us at this point. The other thing has been working on this budget that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the meeting. And where we're headed after we get through the general fund, kind of where we go next. So that's been taking up a great deal of time. Also, we did get our one-stop application submitted in the amount of $4 million for the siphon project and replacement of our asbestos cement line over off of Abraham.
Could you please explain what a one-stop is?
Yeah, a one-stop is a function that we have available in the state of Oregon where Once you have a project identified that needs funding to support it, we call for what's called a one-stop, and that's where all the funding agencies come together with the city to talk about what all the options are out there, from grants, loans, everything that's available to you. So, for example, the last one we did ended up, it was the snow pump station. And we got, it was a $2 million project. We ended up getting $1 million forgiven on that loan. So it cost, or it was $1 million project. They forgave half of it, or $500,000. So that's the kind of thing that comes out of this, is we would be looking for either a forgiveness grant loan type of a process, or a direct grant, for example, either coming from the state or the federal government. But we would also be looking at what the cost of money is for loans as well. So that's what a one-stop is. We're hoping that we can get something put together in the next couple months so that we can sit down and start working our way through that with the agencies. Also, next week I have what's called a city manager sit down with all the Douglas County city managers. We try to meet every quarter at least if we can, to talk about what each of us has going on in our cities and how we can work together to be stronger and share resources. So that's coming up next week. Also later this week I have a recycling meeting set up with Winston Sanitary to talk about how we move forward from here with recycling. So things don't look good right now. A lot of markets have closed, which means that what used to be recycling is getting diverted to landfill again. It's just garbage. If there's no market for it, it's garbage. So that's the way that works. So hopefully we're going to see some new markets open up later this year, and maybe we can find some more recycling outlets. That would be all I've got for this evening.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mr. Bauer? Real quick, Mark, we talked about a security fence behind City Hall to kind of close that area off. Are we any further down the road with that?
I've got a quick design on my desk, so I just need to have go through a materials list and get it priced out to see what it will cost us to do it. But we need that for a number of reasons. One, now that we've got cameras around City Hall, we see a lot of homeless activity occurring around City Hall in the late hours of the night. The chief, thanks to the chief getting those cameras installed for us, we've been able to see some of the traffic that goes on around here. It's a little scary.
Before that, ignorance was bliss, right?
Yeah. Well, until we, found a couple sleeping in there under that little overhang area. So we want to close it off to keep people just out of there in general. But as we move down the road with our homeless ordinance that we have, and we eventually, if we have to give notice and take stuff that's been left on the ground and we have to store it for a number of days before we can get rid of it if the owners haven't come and gotten it. So we're going to need a place to store some of that stuff. So storage, we need storage. So it'll work for that. It won't be a real expensive project. Basically consists of a wall, a door, and two windows.
Perfect. Thank you. Any more questions for Mr. Bauer? Okay, moving along, seeing no old business, new business. We got business licenses to approve, or a license. Infinite Treasures Boutique. That all been approved, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Any questions on that? Looking for a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Dave. Looking for a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Same sign. Thank you very much. Council workshop dates. We're looking at a budget retreat. We're not going anywhere. We'll be right here, won't we? On the 18th at 5:30.
We will, Your Honor, and we may not need to have that retreat prior to the meeting. We may have enough time within the meeting itself to do that.
Okay.
Because that will be taking on the next piece of our budget that we want to review with you, and that's the wastewater fund.
So we're going to put that part on hold then for a little bit. We can...
Yeah, we'll put that on hold, and we'll notify you prior to the meeting if we need that extra time. I don't think we will.
Okay, great.
We should be able to do it within the meeting.
Thank you. So now the moment we've all been waiting for. Another discussion on the general fund. Brandon, could you please get the lights?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So at our last meeting, we put up this slide, and it basically walks through the expenses. This is this year's budget, the 23-24 budget year. And this is the 4 years prior to it. And it can be a little hard to see, I think, under... It is for me, anyway.
I thought it was my glasses.
Basically, what we have is our total expenses for the general fund budget on this blue line right here.
Could you tell me what the blue line represents?
The blue line represents the total expenditure budget. And so in the 23-24 year out here, this is our budget estimates. These prior years are actually actual expenditures for each of those years, which differ from our budgeted expenditures because we budget 100% of our funds. We don't spend 100% of our funds. So we end up with a budget carry forward in each budget year. So the line right above the green line on the next section down, this is the revenue section. So you can see that as we're coming across here, all our numbers are green into this year's budget. We're looking at, you know, a balance of $29,000 at the end of the year. So this is where we're at. We're working right now in this budget period that ends next June 30th. If we go forward, or we go to the right of this section, this is a five-year look forward. Again, we have the blue line up here, which is our projected expenditures. Now, projected expenditures are based on two primary numbers. The first year is a 6% increase. The primary reason for that is that both of our union contracts are open. And for the last two union contracts, our unions have just rolled their current contracts forward. They have not asked for any increases in base salary numbers, just in a COLA, which has not kept up with the base number, especially the last 2 years when we've had really high inflation and it extends again into this year. So we know that we're going to have wage concessions with both of our unions next year in 24. So for that reason, we increase our expenditures by 6% next year and then 3% in the following years. So you see that next year we're in the red. That's what this color indicates with the budget. So we're about $50,000 into the red there, 48 something. I can't quite make it
And it just continues to get worse, you know, each following year, based on these these expenditure projections. So then the question is, what do we do to put money back into our general fund or additional money into our general fund? And that comes on the repeat of that same slide, but the change in this is showing an increase. This is showing an increase of a $5 increase in our public safety fund. And as you can see up above, this is our police department fund, and this is the remainder of the general fund up here. And you can see it's the lion's share of the general fund. When we look at our property tax accumulation, in this year's budget, we're estimating $1.3 million in property taxes. Our police department alone will cost us $2.3 million in this budget year. So, and we have fallen behind the rest of the agencies in Douglas County for our policing services. That's why we are anticipating increase coming under the union, when the union contract opens next year. So in this example, when we increase the $5 in our public safety fee, which we would need to amend our current ordinance, it's $3 currently, and we would raise it by $5 beginning January 1 of 2024. And what that does is it puts us back into the green numbers out through 25, 26, and almost through 27. Possibility that we could get through 27, you know, because these are estimates. We don't know for sure what these are going to be 100%. So that's what that looks like. But again, in 27, we go slide back down into the red colored numbers again. So to get out 5 years, we would again need to increase it analysis. This shows another $5 increase coming in 27. And it would take us almost through the 5 years. You know, we're probably within the factor of error at this position. But you can see that we're going to need increases as we go forward in order to...
Mark, if I could interject quick question. Are you saying then that the $5 increases would only result in the current stabilization of the police budget?
It would be the stabilization of the entire general fund budget, but the majority of that money would be utilized within the police department.
Right. So another way to say this, that $5 would be used just to maintain current services.
Well, it would be our current level of service. That's correct.
Got it. Okay.
Chief, is that
correct? Yes.
And when is the last time that we've raised the fee?
We did our initial public safety fee of $3 in 2019, and that was established for a vehicle replacement fund. Mm-hmm. What I would be recommending is that we amend the ordinance to the point where we maintain that $3 vehicle replacement fund, and the remainder of that money then be available for operations of the police department, such that we maintain our vehicle replacement fund. And so under this example, it's a two-step process. It could be done where we do the $5 January 1 and then like $2 in July of next year, $2 the following July, another, so that it's not all at one time. It would be in increments.
Okay, so two questions. Why wait?
Well, I think that, you know, at the same time that we need these increases to maintain our city services, the community is also under an awful lot of stress from all the other utilities and service providers that are in the community. So
this is, we're going to give them a Christmas gift on the 1st of January.
Yeah. So we need the initial adjustment to get us moving forward. Then look at whether you do it in smaller increments on an annual basis versus doing it every 2 to 3 years.
Well, we've been woefully poor at keeping up with these fee increases.
You're right. We have not made a great deal of adjustment in the community. Our last increase was with our wastewater fund, and that was back in 2014-15 time period.
We're going to pay for that now.
We haven't done anything in the general fund outside of we instituted the $3 public safety fee for the vehicle replacement in 19. We added, the franchise fee with the water company. To get us to this point, we have basically utilized every alternative option that we have.
So, but we have three other fees or two other fees that we can increase as well to kind of help cushion this.
And those are things that, those will be coming in a later session under the street fund, and you can see it started right here. But we have our transportation fund, our stormwater utility fee, those two areas of the budget also need some adjustment so that we can get on with some of these road projects. One of the things that we're going to see is that with all the wastewater work that we need to do, we're going to be tearing up a lot of roads. And so we can either pay for that in the wastewater fees, or we can help fund that through the transportation fee into the street fund.
So what does a dollar increase in fees gain us?
I'm sorry?
What does a single dollar increase in fees gain us?
It gains us about $33,000 annually.
You okay, Dave?
Yeah, just moving around a little bit.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Bauer? You where you want to be on this? You have some more to say, Mark.
No, I just wanted to say that, basically, a dollar doesn't buy us a great deal in capital, especially when you're talking about road projects, because they are just horribly expensive. We're spending nearly $1 million over here on the west side of the community this year. How many total feet is that, Andy?
Close to 1,000 total.
A thousand lineal feet of road and sewer work is costing us almost $1 million. So that's the kind of expense that it takes to upgrade the infrastructure that we have.
Well, this way, if we can plan for some of these expenses rather than have them thrust upon us by an emergency, it's going to be a little bit less expensive to make that happen.
Correct.
It's the emergencies that are expensive.
I also like the idea of incrementation, because our citizens are already being stressed by the other fee increases.
We're going to have more increases with our electricity, too. That's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, because that way, then, we can honestly go back and say, hey, we're trying to lessen as much the pain as much as possible, even though there will be a degree of pain.
Correct. And you see in today's paper, Avista has notified us of a gas rate increase in November, too.
So, oh, just in time for winter. That's nice of them.
Yeah, that's the way that works.
Yeah,
And Pacific is increasing too.
Yep.
Both of them are.
So,
wow.
Everybody's got the crunch.
So what I'm recommending at this point is you give us direction to amend our current ordinance and bring that back to you for first reading and set a public hearing for those amendments.
Do you need a motion to do that, or can we just say go ahead and start it?
I'd like a motion.
Okay. So who would like to offer that motion?
Well, I'm not exactly how to word it, but I'll make the motion that we start planning in advance.
That we start working on the ordinance so we can change
it. So that we can change it to adapt to what we're proposing.
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, thank you. Nice work, Mr. Bauer. Anything else you have for us, sir?
That's it on the subject. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Nice job. Okay, lights, please. Now we're truly out of the dark.
I can't see you.
Resolution 23-1101, petition for annexation into fire district. Ms. Sardi, please, by title only.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, everyone. Resolution number 23-1101, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council approving a petition for annexation into the Winston-Dillard Fire District of territory described hereafter in Appendix A and further described in the attached map, and owned by the chief petitioners, Sean and Gara Bateson.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Staff report, please, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So we received communication from Joshua Wechter. He's a battalion chief for the Winston-Dillard Fire District and Douglas Fire District 2 regarding their request to work with Sean and Gara Bateson on annexation of their property that's approximately 50 acres on the northwest area of the city, north of Will Way. This came directly down from the fire district upon request, similar to previous requests that happened a couple of years ago in the same area. Now, typically, as it lists in the staff report, these processes are taken care of when someone is requesting development. So, for example, the property went through a two-parcel land partition a year and a half ago. We put a notice out to public utility districts. The fire district did not respond at that time, so they're kind of catching up. The resolution is required in order to execute the annexation process into the district.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. McIntosh?
Yes. What is the benefit for the city on this?
Our citizens will get fire support.
We already have fire support.
Well, we get it now.
Yeah, we get it now.
No. Just this particular land parcel.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. The property owner right now is not in the district, and so they would be left essentially to their own faculties.
Yeah, but potentially they wouldn't have fire protection.
At all.
And there's really no financial cost to the city by doing this.
Nope.
Other than the time it took Thomas to talk. Just with the one bullet,
that
too.
Didn't cost you much. Just one this time. Okay, we're making progress.
Well, if we go to District 2, do they take over our building that the people of Winston paid for?
Well, I did meet with the fire chief, Rob Bullock, last week, and had a very good conversation in that regard. And I'm happy to provide council with essentially a briefing on that. They do have some of their staffing over there now. They've gone through a fairly drastic process. It's been tedious. They're going to roll out a public education campaign probably starting in January,
okay,
talking about what they've done.
Let's put a hold on that just for a minute, please, Mr. McIntosh. Sorry, Councilor. We'll get to that and off-agenda items if we could, please.
Okay.
I'd like to finish this resolution. I'm looking for a motion to approve Resolution 23-1101.
I so move.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I'd like more discussion.
Okay.
I just had a question, actually. Is this the property that's for sale?
No.
Okay, because it's 50 acres, so there's just existing homes there.
There's one existing home there, and there's a barn. So okay. This is a large piece, so there's an exhibit.
Okay, yeah, I looked at it, but I was just kind of confused.
I don't believe it's for sale.
Okay.
Okay, I apologize. What would you like to discuss? What questions do you have, please?
Well, I just touched. The only thing that upset me about that was the fact that the city of Winston people are the one that paid for all that, and now we're going into District 2. Is that correct?
Well,
I don't understand.
It does appear that transition is going to happen. Yes.
Yeah, and that's.
So one of the things that could come out of that, we don't know what the ramification is yet, but there could be a leveling across District 2 on their rate so that all ratepayers in District 2 are paying the same amount rather than us paying a higher amount than the rest of District 2. That's a potential outcome. We don't know where the fire district is at in their thinking on that yet, but that would be...
Well, I've talked to some of them. That's why I'm questioning it.
It would be a fire authority.
Yeah, they are transitioning to a fire authority, so the existing taxing districts will remain intact and facilitate the same way that they do. They did look into the option. One of the problems is if they did that and did a full consolidation, it would require a full vote from the Doug 2 district, and their mill rate would go up 60 cents, but ours would go down 70 cents. So they felt internally it might be a frivolous attempt to do that kind of... Doug 2 district is... vast. It's very large. So that's essentially where they are. It may lead to a consolidation in the future, but right now they're just leaning on the authority.
I guess Councilor White's main question, if I may paraphrase for you, is that you're worried about how this is going to affect our tax rate.
Yeah. In a way, yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I get that, but that's what Thomas just explained.
It won't.
I heard about every other word.
So it essentially it's not going to affect the tax rate because they are approaching the authority avenue, which means they're not doing a consolidation. The separate taxing districts would remain the same. They did look at that option, but it would require the entirety of Douglas County Fire District 2 district voting for a 60 cent per thousand mill rate increase. But within the city limits, our citizens' mill rate would go down 70 cents. So they're approaching it in that fashion.
The benefit of the fire authority is that we still maintain our voice at the table. So in a district, it's all absorbed into one governmental entity that has total control over that district, much like the water district or District 2 now. Under an authority, it's a combination of different agencies now sitting at the same table with representation from each district under an authority structure. One of the other things that an authority structure does is it allows the fire authority to charge differently. A district can only charge you property tax, based on property tax. An authority can actually charge...
Is there a reason that one of the senior fire officials has not been to city council to discuss this?
Well, Ralph Bullock, the police chief, or excuse me, the fire chief, did say that they are going to roll out and come to council meetings starting in January. So in the next 6 months, that's when they plan on doing those types of things. They did offer to come sooner, that's certainly in their plans.
Myself, I'd be a lot more comfortable getting information from them instead of it sounds like putting the cart before the horse.
So, in this case, again, this is a city incorporated piece of property that currently has no fire protection.
Is there a reason that the fire district did not come forward and ask about this? Rather than District 2, why would Winston-Dillard Fire District want to extend
protection? They are. They're the ones that are coming to us.
Yeah, the petition comes from the Winston-Dillard Fire District, from the battalion chief, Josh Wechter. That's where the request came in. And
well, I thought he's district fire district.
Clarification, the fire chief of District 2 is in charge of Winston-Dillard and has been since Nichols has left.
Okay.
So
okay, that's
when
what
Kenny
I
left and all that, they took over, they contracted with them.
Okay.
All of District 2's managers out of Station 1 in Dixonville have moved into our station here. Mm-hmm. And currently are there now July 1st.
They are handling both districts, and that's
they've been
okay,
charged.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I've still got a motion on the table, looking for a second. Apparently this is going to die for lack of a second. Resolution number 23-1102, authorization to submit the grant application to the Department of Land and Conservation Development. Ms. Sardi, please.
Resolution number 23-1102, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to apply for a technical assistance grant through the Department of Land Conservation and Development to complete an economic opportunities analysis.
Thank you, Ms. Sardi. Mr. McIntosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. We've talked about this a couple of times, the city's intent to move forward with applying for an economic opportunities analysis. Currently, we have one that's embedded in our comprehensive plan. It's old and antiquated, was constructed based on economical factors from the 1990s. It's really no longer a functional document for the city. It's really imperative for a lot of the plans that the city has moving forward, including the condition of our urban growth boundary, to take a look at our commercial and industrial stock. What we have, where there are deficiencies, where there are potential surpluses, and the more intricate part of that document that produces, it gives you solutions on what you can do moving forward. Solutions that include, you know, areas that you can use for your urban renewal district expansion as well. There are elements in there that you can use, so there's overlap and assistance in that regard. So one thing I do want to note in regards, because a lot of times with these grants, what we see is it's reimbursement basis. You've got to spend it to get reimbursed for it, or there's a match. These DLCD grants don't have any of that. It's fully funded, 100%. That's how our that's how our housing needs analysis work. That's how our TSP work. These technical assistance grants are typically fully funded. So with the council's support, it's October 2nd is the deadline. We've already started on the application materials. With your blessing and approval of this resolution, we'd like to move forward and get it submitted.
Any more questions from council? Comments from the audience? Seeking a motion to approve?
I make a motion we approve resolution number 23-1102.
Have a motion looking for a second. And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Proclamation. Patriot Day, September 11th, 2023. Whereas on December 18th, 2001, President George W. Bush signed a resolution into law designating September 11th as a National Day of Service and Remembrance. And whereas Patriot Day is observed every September 11th in honor of the individuals who lost their lives as a result of terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, and whereas each year the President calls on all Americans to observe Patriot Day and remember the lives lost on that fateful day, and whereas ways to show patriotism and remembrance are to fly the flag at half-staff and to hold a moment of silence at 8:46 a.m. Eastern Time on September 11th, 2023. Now, therefore, I, David S. Rutter, Mayor of the City of Winston, Oregon, do hereby proclaim September 11th, 2023 as Patriot Day and urge the citizens of Winston to observe this National Day of Service and Remembrance by flying the flag at half-staff and holding a moment of silence. in witness whereof I were hereunto. I'll sign that. Okay. Thank you. Moving right along. Non-agenda items from, upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
The upcoming agenda items will be dealing with the wastewater fund budget and the street fund budget.
Thank you. Any non-agenda items from councilors? We already talked about the fire department. So, good of the order, the check copies were in our past packet on the computer. Claims in excess of 500. Announcements for the month of September. 11th will be Patriot Day. 12th, Park Board here at 4 in City Hall. 13th, Economic Development at noon in City Hall. 15th to the 17th, Melon Festival, Riverbend Park. 18th is the next Winston City Council meeting at 7 p.m. 20th, Planning Commission at 7 p.m. City Hall. And the 21st, Urban Renewal Agency at 5 if necessitated. We looking at anything there, you think, Alan?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. And 23rd to the 24th is the Oktoberfest Tournament, Riverbend Park. Qualify on Saturday, finals on Sunday. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night,
good night,
David.
To have a fire representative at your next meeting.
Thank you.
Yes.
Night, Dave.
Meeting adjourned 7:52.